From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. European stock prices are surging higher today after Wednesday's sell-off. The rally comes despite a modest decline in Asian stocks. From Berlin, NPR's Tom Gjelten reports attention today is focused on the performance of European banks.
Markets all across Europe, from London to Rome and here in Germany, have posted strong gains this morning. Though whether investors see this as a short-term buying opportunity or a turnaround is not clear. The losses yesterday were 5% or more, with bank shares taking the heaviest beating. Many European banks have invested in risky government debt and could suffer the consequences. Each day brings a new focus of concern in Europe. Today it's France. The country still has a AAA credit rating, but analysts see it as the next logical candidate for a downgrade. Tom Gjelten, NPR News, Berlin.
The number of foreclosure filings has declined again. Initial notices of default on mortgages down 39% in July compared to the same month last year. Rick Sharga is with the foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack.
Foreclosure activity dropped to a 44-month low in July. 10 consecutive months where the numbers have been lower than the previous year.
Sharga says that could be a sign that fewer borrowers are falling behind on payments. It's also likely the result of ongoing processing delays and the reluctance of banks to list more foreclosed properties for sale at a time when the market already has a glut of such homes. The Republican presidential hopefuls square off in Iowa tonight in a nationally televised debate. It's part of a lead-up to a straw poll on Saturday. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that poll is considered an indicator of who will emerge as the frontrunner in the Iowa caucuses early next year.
Presidential politics are as much a part of late summer in Iowa as the state fair. The fair kicked off with a parade through downtown Des Moines Wednesday night. Today, candidates will make their stump speeches from the soapbox at the fairgrounds before tonight's debate. Eight candidates are scheduled to participate. Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Tim Pawlenty, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, Herman Cain, and Rick Santorum. Sarah Palin won't debate, but has planned a visit to the Iowa State Fair this week. A good showing at the Ames Straw Poll could make or break the candidates trying to rise to the top of the crowded GOP field. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Des Moines.
Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron is spelling out his plans for dealing with the rioting and looting that have been sweeping parts of that country. Cameron speaking to an emergency session of Parliament now underway.
We are acting decisively to restore order on our streets, to support the victims of this terrible violence, and to look at the deeper problems that have led to such a hard core of young people to decide to carry out such appalling criminality.
Cameron says police are using video images taken during the rioting to track down participants and arrest them. This is NPR News from Washington. An Energy Department panel says companies drilling for natural gas should be more transparent about their operations to build faith with the public. NPR's Jeff Brady says a draft report released this morning focuses on the controversial practice of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking for short.
Fracking allows drillers to tap gas deep underground using water and chemicals under pressure, but critics say it sometimes pollutes drinking water. The panel says companies should fully disclose all the chemicals they use and provide plenty of data about fracking. Leanne Brown with the Environmental Working Group says the report contains good recommendations, but she has concerns about the makeup of the panel.
Six of the seven panel members have current financial ties to the natural gas and oil industries.
On the other side, the American Petroleum Institute says the report doesn't give the industry enough credit for the work it's already done to help the public understand hydraulic fracturing. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A 40-foot section of the fence along the border between the United States and Mexico has washed away. NPR's Ted Robbins reports it was knocked over by a storm.
A rainstorm sent water rushing through the fence near Lukeville, Arizona. The fence is a heavy metal mesh built to keep out pedestrians. But to do that, very little room was left to allow the flow of water through the wash the fence is built across. Gates were installed a couple of years ago, but the Border Patrol says the gates weren't raised for the storm because of a lack of internal communication. There's no estimate on the cost or timing of repairs. Conservationists have long criticized the fence for disrupting cross-border ecosystems. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.